going to conclude with our series this week in talking about prayer, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. But today I want to conclude by talking about the pleasure of prayer. Because you see, you know, while prayer is powerful and while we need to make it a priority and plan for it and all those things, it's also something that should be a pleasure to us, something that we should enjoy. God didn't create prayer as something that should just be done as a discipline. It's something that we can find delight in and something that we can enjoy in life. And today I just want to share some keys with you that I believe will help you to enjoy your prayer life. And the first one is found in Ephesians 6 verse 18, where Paul says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." But I want you to notice where Paul says with all kinds of prayers. So what that tells us is that God didn't create only one form of prayer. We have many kinds of prayers that we can pray. There's a prayer of supplication, there's a prayer of faith, we can also pray in the Spirit by praying in tongues, but whatever type of prayer it is, I believe for us to enjoy it, we need to pray with all kinds of prayers. You see, sometimes we need to bring our requests before God, sometimes we need to just pray a prayer of thanksgiving and praise and just thank God for who He is and what He's done. But whatever it is, the Bible instructs us to pray with all kinds of prayer. So that means it's good to take our needs to God, but that also tells us that is not the only form of prayer. And on that note, I want to remind you today of what I believe is the biggest purpose of prayer. See, it's very important to take our needs to God in prayer. That is one of the reasons why prayer is there. But that is not the only reason or the biggest reason. I believe prayer is first and foremost intimacy with God. It's listening to His voice, it's spending time with Him, and it's growing in fellowship with Him. Think about Adam and Eve before the fall. They obviously had a very good prayer life. They had a very intimate relationship with God. But if we think about them before the fall, they didn't really have any needs. They didn't have any sickness, it didn't even exist. They didn't have lack, they didn't have family members who gave them a hard time or other people to deal with. They had no needs or problems. God created everything for them and provided everything in abundance. Yet they still had a healthy prayer life. So what does that tell us? It tells us that prayer is first and foremost intimacy with God. See, we can always take our requests to God in prayer. The Bible tells us to do it. But if that is the only form of prayer that you use in your life, it won't be the enjoyable, pleasurable experience that God created it to be. See, when we pray, God also wants us to experience His tangible presence while we spend time with Him, while we talk to Him, while we listen to Him. So remember today that prayer should be pleasurable. Should be exciting for you to spend time with the Creator of the universe. God is the most exciting being in the universe. But remember, pray with all kinds of prayers. Take your requests to God, but also see it as something that can help you to just grow in your walk with Him. So when you pray, start maybe by thanking Him and then, you know, share your needs with Him, you know, take your requests to Him. But then focus on just talking to Him because He's your Father. He loves you. And as you just talk to Him, make sure you also listen to Him and just enjoy the time with Him. Prayer should be pleasurable. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.